Recorded Books presents A Hologram for the King by Dave Eggers. Narrated by Dion Graham.
1. Alan Clay woke up in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. It was May 30th, 2010. He had spent 2 days on planes to get there. In Nairobi, he had met a woman. They sat next to each other while they waited for their flights. She was tall, curvy, with tiny gold earrings. She had ruddy skin and a lilting voice. Alan liked her more than many of the people in his life, people he saw every day. She said she lived in upstate New York, not that far from his home in suburban Boston. If he had courage, he would have found a way to spend more time with her. But instead, he got on his flight and he flew to Riyadh and then to Jeddah. A man picked him up at the airport and drove him to the Hilton. With a click, Alan entered his room at the Hilton at 1:12 a.m. He quickly prepared to go to bed. He needed to sleep. He had to travel an hour north at 7 for an 8 o'clock arrival at the King Abdullah Economic City. There, he and his team would set up a holographic teleconference system and would wait to present it to King Abdullah himself. If Abdullah was impressed, he would award the IT contract for the entire city to Reliant, and Alan's commission in the mid-six figures would fix everything that ailed him. So he needed to feel rested, to feel prepared. But instead, he had spent 4 hours in bed, not sleeping. He thought of his daughter, Kit, who was in college, a very good and expensive college. He did not have the money to pay her tuition for the fall. He could not pay her tuition because he had made a series of foolish decisions.